With Michigan Radio, I'm Emily Fox. Anishinaabemowin is the language that was spoken by tribes in Michigan for millennia, and it's near extinction. I called up tribes across the state and talked with the people leading their language departments and programs. I wanted to find out how many fluent Anishinaabemowin speakers are left with each tribe. With the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa Indians...
Well, there's only two old people that I know of.
With the Little Traverse Bay Band of Odawa Indians...
That we have in our community and that I know of and am in touch with, like three elders.
There are no more fluent speakers with the Little River Band that I know of.
Here in Bay Mills Indian Community, there are no fluent speakers who were born here in Bay Mills alive.
At Pokagon Band, we do not have fluent speakers.
There's really no fluent speakers left at Hannahville?
Two people still retain the language at Lac Vieux d'Isere. It's crisis for us.
And these people are trying like crazy to do what they can to bring the language back. Some are doing language immersion weekends. Some are creating programs to learn Anishinaabemowin online. And a lot of these tribes are teaching community language classes or bringing it to the public schools and daycares.
Yay!
The Saginaw Chippewa Indian tribe in Mount Pleasant has only one fluent speaker left. But they've been able to pull enough resources and funds together to have a four-day-a-week early childhood language immersion school since 2009. These two-year-olds are getting a lesson in smudging. The teacher is burning sage and having the kids wave the smoke onto their bodies. This is a type of cleansing ceremony to drive out negative energy.
Ani Isabel Zomik Dishnikas Ndomna Singh Donjaba.
Isabella Swamick is with the language department for the Saginaw Chippewa tribe. She says the teachers at Saswan's immersion school only speak in Anishinaabemowin. The language is used in class lessons and in every daily activity.
Eating, getting ready, playing, writing, coloring, singing, doing all these in the language. The natural approach to learning.
She says with immersion, the kids start to understand Anishinaabemowin quickly.
I've seen them listen, and in a matter of 2 months, they comprehend 100%.
Saswans has six fluent Anishinaabemowin speakers who are teaching these classes. And you might be thinking, how did this school get six speakers when the Saginaw Chippewa tribe only has one speaker left? All of these teachers come from a reservation on Manitoulin Island. Oswamic pulls out a map of the island and points out that it's on the Canadian side of Lake Huron.
So this is the whole reserve.
Oswamic grew up there. She says because her Anishinaabek community was so isolated on the island, the language was able to be preserved.
I learned English when I was 5 or 6 years old.
But unlike what Oswamic had growing up, the kids at Saswan's immersion school don't have anyone to speak Anishinaabemowin with outside of school.
Well, that's what we're working on right now. Well, we have the immersion school and we've started these children with a good base. Now what?
Angela Peters is the interim director of the Saginaw Chippewa Language Department.
I believe it's a start to bring the language back. It's not the only answer.
Language classes are offered in the community, but Peters says not a lot of people show up. And Oswamic has been doing home visits to help teach the parents, so they'll start using words and phrases at home. And she has hope that the language could come back someday.
I learned English. It took me 5 or 6 years. And the emergent school has only been in existence for about how long? 5 years?
Oswamic says the language has been disappearing for more than a century, and bringing it back isn't going to happen overnight. With Michigan Radio News, I'm Emily Fox.